This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 85 for Tuesday, January 7th, 2014. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
We're going to ink it up and chat about Penn's and Brian's new headset.
So this is episode 85, and during that time I have broken a pair of glasses, the one headset, a microphone. I think that's it.
That's not bad for an IT guy.
Yeah, right.
Boy.
So I said enough's enough. And plus this one's got a 6 foot long cord, so I don't have to worry about it.
Hey, we match.
We do.
So. All right, but promise me we're never going to be one of those couples who like dress alike and like matching jackets or anything.
Oh, well, there goes the anniversary present.
My mom and my stepdad had matching Madras plaid blazers back in the 80s. I don't want to do that. I love you, Mom, but no way.
So. I was going to go for members only, but... gray, members only.
No, it's got to be black.
No, gray or tan, I think.
I don't know. Anyway. So you did well. You got the 2014 correct.
I have not screwed it up this year.
I haven't either. That's pretty impressive. Well, now this is our first podcast of the year.
It is the first podcast. That's correct.
Yep. So
happy New Year to everyone.
Exactly.
Hope it was nice and obviously safe and all that good stuff.
Exactly. It's nice to be back in our normal time and normal day. And it's nice to feel healthy again, or mostly healthy.
Yeah, you were down for the count.
You know, it's not fair. Who was sick first, Garrett or Lindsay?
Lindsay was sick first.
Lindsay was sick for like a day and a half, little cough, sore throat, and then she was done. Gave it to Garrett. Garrett was sick for like a day and a half, little cough, little sore throat. That was about it. Brian was sick for about 2 days, sore throat. It was about it.
Well, it lingered on for about 3 to 4 days. It wasn't,
All right, 3 to 4. So me, no, I get it for like over a week, major head cold, just wanted to die or kill somebody or chop my head off or something. So all better now.
All right, well, here we are.
I know. Just in time for all of us to catch pneumonia.
So now what was the official? I never saw anything lower. Everybody's talking about minus 18, all this hoo-ha.
I never saw
anything less than minus 11.
I saw minus 12 this morning when I went downstairs. And okay. I'm sorry, that is unholy.
And so the wind chill was what, minus 20, minus 30, something like that?
Something like that. I was missing Tampa, I will confess.
Okay, so now I'm going to admit how nuts I am. So after work, instead of... walking the 96 steps or whatever it is to the back door of the plaza.
Dumbass walks around. He walks the long way to the store.
Yes,
in the two
yes.
coldest days of the frickin', like, the decade. You know, people could die in this weather. You could get frostbite, which could turn... Into gangrene, and you could lose a nose or an ear or finger.
I have a minimum of like 3 layers of clothes, minimum on any part of my body. Pens don't count, but 6-7 layers on top,
three on the bottom.
So
people don't need to be thinking about your layers.
So I walked outside, so it was nice.
It was crazy.
Anyway, so with the weather this cold, shipping has been delayed on a number of items.
We deliberately decided to not ship anything that the weather could impact, like most pens and all ink. So if your order had pens or ink in it, they'll mail tomorrow. But we decided that it was smarter to not risk it. You know, the plastic, if it gets that cold... it sits in the truck for who knows how long, in the mailman's truck, and it sits outside on the dock for who knows how long, and we just weren't willing to take that risk. So we did deliberately delay shipping on some things, just just Monday and Tuesday, yesterday and today.
Yeah, it's going to warm up to, what, zero tomorrow, so it'll be all right.
No, I thought it was going to be, like, in the double digits, like 15 or something tomorrow. Sweet. Above. So, awesome. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, there it is, so.
So there it is. We survived.
That stopped us from acquiring some mighty instruments this week.
That's right. These happened after Monday, right?
Yeah, yours came before mine, so I don't remember when yours came.
I don't remember. I've just been in heaven.
Although I think yours disqualified. We're going to disqualify it for 2014 because I don't remember
yes.
when it came in. So,
yes. So. Now, I think we talked about these last week, right?
We talked about yours, I think. I don't know what we talked about.
Well, what's not to like about my beautiful little Delta?
And what's unusual about that pen?
It's mine.
Wow.
It's a slip.
You make it sound like I don't buy you any pens.
You do, but I don't have an orange pen.
Okay, now hang on.
This is yellow. Soleil is yellow.
Hold those up together.
Yellow, orange, yellow.
Closer.
Golden yellow, orange. Go with me. Somebody help me out. Girls, where are my girls when I need them?
All right,
so anyway.
It's close. You got to admit, it's close.
Whatever. The interesting thing is that this is the slim version. The mid-size and the oversize were just too big for me, but this is amazing. I have been writing with it all week. And love it.
Well, now our good friend Tim, by the way, who's helped us out behind the table before, mm-hmm. has one exactly like that.
He's got my slim.
He has the slim, because we talked to him about it, and I think maybe in Atlanta, because I remember talking to Kenny from Yafa and asking him if we could get some, because I thought it was really cool, and he said no. They're special order from Italy only because it's not a regular stocking item.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I, of course, got the fine nib. I love a nice, wettish fine. And it has just been an amazing writer.
It's 14 karat nib. It's got sterling trim.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Good size in the hand.
It's got some really... I'm going to try and show it, but probably you can't, probably won't focus. No. It's got some really pretty impressions on the nib. It's just really, really done well. I don't normally, you guys know I freely admit I'm cheap, but I don't normally spend this kind of money on a pen, but...
She did not hesitate, folks, for a second on this pen.
Oh, I'm going to get a Delta. Yeah. It's a gorgeous writer. So any of you who will be at the Philly Pen Show, come on by, and I'm more than happy to let you try out my pen. You're more than welcome to try it.
Which is funny, because if I touch it, I get yelled at, so...
Smack your hand.
Anybody else, you're welcome to it.
Yeah. Steph, you could try it. Ira, Steph, who else is going to be there? Lots of people are going to be there.
It's going to be good to... Well, we're going to get to that.
Now, to compare, just to show you, let's see if I can do this. I've got my Delta Vintage in the blue, which is shorter but about the same girth, and then my Aurora Soleil, which again is also shorter. So this is actually longer, but it's the Delta is thinner than the Aurora. I'm loving it.
Yeah, it is a little bit thinner. I'm
yeah.
It is a nice looking pen.
It is. It's,
I myself have to hold out for the one that I want. So.
Well, you want the Oro.
The Oro Piston.
Oh, the Oro Piston.
I think they make it in a piston anyway. If they don't, then all the better, I guess, for the pocketbook anyway.
Yep. No, just we hadn't carried much of the higher-end Deltas. Not, don't get me wrong, I love my Vintage.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
I love my intensity. But I love my Vintage. I love how it writes. But we figured we'd try some of the higher end stuff, and we've done well at the store with some of them. So I just, you know, took one home.
Here we go. Tester pen, right?
There you go. Hey, you used to buy Astrobrooks and call them research.
I still do buy Astrobrooks and call them research.
All right, then. There we go. All right, and while I was in the shopping mood, I bought Brian a pen.
It was kind of unusual fashion for you to do this. I don't know if you just wanted to shut me up or you felt guilty or
no,
a combination of the two. You were sick. I don't know, but
maybe.
She texts me at work and she says,
"I'm gonna buy you a sailor.
Which sailor do you want?" I mean, I love this woman, right? So, like, well, I don't know. You know, I mean, this actually went on for about a week before he actually ordered it. They're like, no, don't order it because I want to make sure.
I ordered it.
Which nib? Well, no, I came into the store and then I actually acted like a customer. I took the bottle of ink out. I took every pen out, dipped it, wrote with it to make sure because you know the Japanese nibs are definitely on the fine side, so I didn't want something too fine. But and then we looked at the color options and I thought about it a little bit more and then finally decided this is it right here. And he was going to be really just drooling on the keyboard here. The Sailor 1911. I got the large. Yeah, well, it's the Rialto, which it only comes in the large. It has what I like about it is really cool. It's got the ink window is visible with the cap on,
which is interesting.
It's different, right?
Yep.
Because I can't, for the life of me right now, I cannot think of another pen off the top of my head, and folks in the chat, help me out here. I can't think of another pen that has an ink window that's visible with the cap on.
Maybe you got a defective cap.
No.
You got the short cap.
No.
I got the skinny pen, you got the short cap.
It's got the 21 karat. This is the burgundy. And your options are, there's only like three options, right?
It's a piston filler, right?
This is a piston, yeah. This is a piston. There's a black with gold trim, black with silver, and then the burgundy with the gold. And when we got the burgundy in, I didn't know the burgundy existed, actually, until we got it in the standard size. And it's such a pretty...
It's gorgeous.
Pretty, pretty color.
It's also very close to the old Mont Blanc Bordeaux.
Yes, yeah. Now, what was it? We had a customer come into the store a few weeks ago, and he had Bordeaux pencil.
I think it was Pastor Will, wasn't it?
Was it Pastor? Yeah. And he had the pencil, and he compared it, and I don't remember which one. One of them was slightly darker than the other.
Slightly darker, and one was a hair more red.
I don't remember which was which. I mean, but it was so close, it was hard to tell.
Very, very close.
Yeah. I mean, you can see it pulls super nice. The threads are really exceptionally well done. You know, they're right there, kind of where I'm grabbing it. But they don't cause any. They're very smooth. The nib, of course, I got the broad, which really writes more like a. It's on the finer side of medium. Actually, this one happens to be. But just so, so, so buttery smooth. It's unbelievable. It's just beautiful. It is perfect. It's perfect size, perfect weight. I really think it's going to be a solid pen. But to give you a little comparison here.
He's been drooling over both.
This is the...
What do I care?
Yeah, right. The top pen here is a Pelican M600, so that...
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to show.
Well, I'm going to show that, but I figured a lot of people can probably relate to an M600 size. It's a little bit bigger capped than the M600. I think posted are about the same size.
Where'd you get that M600?
Father's Day. It's my Father's Day present.
Boston. You traded Boston. For it in Boston.
I traded for it in Boston, yeah. And here's the Mont Blanc 149. So you can see the 149 is clearly the bigger fish. But the Sailor is not trying to be that.
It's just trying to be pretty.
It is. It does, you know,
killer
writer. It is. It's just so smooth. I just can't believe it. Every time I put it to paper, I'm just like, ooh. Yeah, so.
Well. The other problem is I ordered myself a sailor.
And it didn't come in.
And it didn't come.
Now, which nib did you get? I forget. You got
I got the medium.
Oh, you got the medium because we had the we had the fine.
We had the medium
stock.
Fine, and we had the fine in the burgundy. I wanted the medium.
Yep.
Okay. So, apparently the Desert Spring Divina also
limited
has,
edition. Okay.
I guess we didn't have it long enough to look at.
Yeah, I didn't have the Desert Spring sold long enough in the store.
So. Like that, yeah.
It's a cool feature, though. I really like it. I think it's a very smart feature because now I can pick it up, and I can just see it instantly. You know, it's got ink in it. I don't have to pull it apart. I don't have to do any of that stuff. So.
Yep. Awesome. Cool. So that's what we've been doing.
Yeah. And yes, I think that the King of Pen, I believe Sailor King of Pen, is closer to the 149 size. It's actually, I believe we had one here once.
I think it's bigger.
A couple years ago. I think it is slightly bigger.
It's huge
baseball bat. So.
Yep. I don't know if anybody noticed, but we actually had like an actual blog post or two up. So I know.
Yeah.
We're getting back into blogging, and I hope to do a review of my little baby Delta in the next week or so. Back in the groove.
Sounds good.
I know.
Looking forward to it.
Yep. So had a couple other things going on, speaking of finally getting back into it. Ta-da! The pennant arrived!
Awesome. Here it is.
Yep. So lots of cool articles in here, including, Ira, take a bow, one from our very own Ira Stone.
Yeah.
So. Here
you go, buddy.
Yep. Now, Ira, I'm assuming we're going to see you next weekend, right? Ira wrote this really cool article about journaling and how he would share a journal with his children, and they would write in it and leave it by their bedside or wherever they would put it, and then he would read it at night and reply back, and so there was this ongoing dialogue via journal. And I remember Ira had told me about that. And now it's in the pennant, and it's really cool. It was really a touching article. You know, usually some of the articles are all dry and, you know, Schaefer made this and this year and that date. And just with this time of year, a lot of people are trying to get back into journaling, Mary, and writing letters like me. So it was just really timely and just really touching. So it was nice to see something more personal. There was also, I think we've both looked at this before, right, Brian?
What's that?
This inventory system?
Kent has, I confess I have not read the whole thing here yet, but Kent... Likelighter has this inventory system. He has an article on his index that he uses, and he uses an Access database, and he goes through and he prints out a copy of every pen that he's like ever owned.
Yep.
So he has this book, and he takes it with him to shows, and so he can always reference back to pens that he's had or has, and it's really really. I don't know too many people that have that kind of dedication, so it would be interesting to read through that in a little more detail.
We've talked about, and there have been articles about other inventory systems and, you know, using a database, or some people keep a notebook or whatever, but I think the point is that no matter what method works for you, you should have some record of what you've purchased. Whether you need to sell them down the road, except for you, because I don't want to.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh.
You should. Well, if you need to sell them, you should know what you paid.
No, not really.
Or, God forbid, something happen.
Okay, well, there's a good point.
You know, how are your family members going to know how much they're worth. I mean, if you've got a big collection of wearevers, then, you know, whatever, but...
Whatever. Wow.
I have wearevers. I can say that because I have wearevers. But you should have some kind of record. Or, you know, if you want to trade them down the road, how do you know, you know, how much to...
It is a good idea. If, you know, even for insurance reasons. Or,
absolutely. Absolutely.
And I definitely agree with the next of kin idea. So... Kent's got some cool ideas, and we haven't seen an article like this, I don't know, ever, maybe, but so it'd be good to go through that and take a look at that, too.
So,
what else do we have? Black Pen Society?
Black Pen Society, which I thought was supposed to be some big super secret thing, but now it's in the magazine. And then there's this big article about red hard rubber.
So, the other side of the spectrum, right?
Well, it's still... I didn't know they made red tires. Just saying. No,
yeah, there's a killer pen right here on the back cover.
Right where?
What's one? This one right here.
I don't see that.
Second one to the left, right next to the big red jewel.
Kin Lambert. Well,
Aiken Lambert.
It doesn't say Aiken, it says Kin.
It's got the long cap, short barrel, so it's kind of an interesting pen.
Yep. So, anyway...
this one looks like a really, really good, really good addition. So,
yeah, better be.
Glad to finally have a fall 2013 issue in hand. So, Gold Bond, some interesting stuff about Gold Bond. Yep. Just lots of good stuff. So, check it out. And if you are not a member,
join, or I'll hunt you down. Join.
well worth the money. So. And do we have other PCA news? Can we talk about the other PCA news?
What's the other PCA news?
That big box that arrived at the store. Did we talk about that?
Oh, we have not.
Can we talk about that?
We can.
Yeah, this is it's in the pipeline. Okay, so this is another one of those Brian's at work, and we're going to torture him with this crap. So Lisa sends me a text of this picture. It's a box, and it's about, you know, it's about this big. What is it about? I don't know. 16, 24 by 24.
A large flat rate
box packed to the top with pens, slaughter boxes, box sets, all sorts of stuff. And it is the next, as some of you PCA members are aware, Don Nan Curvis has donated, is donating his collection to the PCA for sale and the profits to go to whatever PCA wants to do with them.
To fund the pens for kids and some of the other projects. So, mm-hmm.
And so there's a huge box.
Yeah. So I get this big box of pens, and Brian comes down to the store, and there's this big box of pens, and I'm slowly going through it, and there are some nice pens in there. The first 100 were good. They were nice. These are nice pens.
Yeah, this is a...
Brian was drooling. Brian was texting one of our friends.
It's torturing. A nicer... I hate to use the phrase a much nicer grouping because, you know, it's a generous gift. Very generous gift. You know, it's something that people should consider if they don't have a succession plan for their pens in their estate. It's definitely an option for you. These were some better brands, better quality. Yep. Waterman overlay set, Waterman 100-year red 100-year, nice, some really nice.
Nice.
Stuff,
so. Yep. We will have these in Philly, and we may hang on to some of these and maybe put them up on our site or. I know that Bill Hong has been putting them up on eBay after Janet Wright photographs them, but Bill's got a lot of things going on and gets to it slowly. So we may put a couple up there. Yeah, I'm going to count them, though.
There's 100. Right? There's only one pen in the lot that I have some interest in, and I'm not really sure.
Okay, which one?
It's the near perfect color jade Aiken-Lambert Rokutal. So I do not have one of those. It is plastic. It's not hard rubber, but I have the matching pen made by Aiken-Lambert for Esterbrook. So it'd be nice to have the set.
Yep. So it's nice to have a new batch of pens and nice to have some new stuff to play with. And every couple days, we'll kind of dip into the box and take out a different slotter box. And, you know, I can hear Brian drooling, like, oh, ooh, ooh. Click goes the camera.
Yeah, they're nice.
Yeah.
So. But in the meantime, next week already.
Dear God.
If you can't wait for that, next week we have. Are you ready for it?
No. No. No.
First pen of 2014, the Philadelphia Pen Show, January 17th through 19th, 2014.
It's starting.
It's starting.
It was nice to have some time off.
You're 2 months off.
But we get to see a boatload of people. We're going to have fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be Philly was a great show last year. We had a good time. We found some killer pens, too.
And nibs.
And nibs. You know, our buddy George is going to be there. Jonathan Velli is debuting a new book.
George is going to be there with the thing.
He's going to be there with the thing that we haven't told everybody about. He's going to be there with our thing.
Yeah, George.
We love you, George.
We do. And we owe John Veeley a drink.
Yep.
Every show. Yep.
And he's got a new book on writing instrument patents.
Very cool.
Which I'm definitely going to pick up a copy.
Okay.
So I'm excited to see that. 1799 to 1910 is the proposed year involved in the book. So that's going to be interesting. What else we got going? We'll talk about more next week. Calligraphy classes.
Yep, Deb Basil's going to do, I think, at least one each day.
Yep, looks like two of them. Yep.
Yeah, so she's always wonderful. And it's a nice show. I really like the way that it's laid out. You've got lots of room between the aisles, so as a shopper, you've got lots of space. You're not squashed in there like you are at DC or LA. And as a vendor, I love the room.
Yeah, it is nice.
Love the space behind us.
Super nice. It's easy to move around, get your stuff set up.
Yep. Awesome.
It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday starts 11 to 6, Saturday 10 to 5, and Sunday 10 to 4. So we'll talk about it more next week. So totally looking forward to seeing our friends there. Steph will be there, and
Ira will be there.
Ira and I think are we having dinner with Gary and Myrna?
Gary and Myrna and Alan and Lillian.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be fun.
And we're having dinner with Steph.
Awesome.
And they had good beer last year.
They did. I don't remember. We were so. I'd have to actually look through our own blog post because I remember having the Philly cheesesteak in the
and that was okay.
Really yeah.
The here we go with food. Who is it? Jim says that he enjoys the Food Channel part of the show, but I remember that the bar food. I think we had just bar food Friday night because we were so tired. I think we did both nights, but something was really good. The beer was good, and there was something else that we ate that was really yummy.
So. Yeah, I don't remember. Looks like Aurora's announcing a new pen.
Ooh.
The Giuseppe
Ooh.
Verdi Silver Pen. I don't know that that's – I've never seen that before. Montegraff has got some stuff. So.
Cool. I'm good with that.
It's going to be nice. So I'm looking forward to it. Drive, maybe not so much, especially this time of year, but we'll talk about it more next week. So.
And Andrew's just commenting in the chat that, yes, it's a good thing that the storm came through this weekend. Hopefully the weather will hold. Hoping.
Yeah,
but You know, there are worse places to get stuck than at a pen show. It was what?
You say that now, and then all of a sudden.
Yeah, no, that's a problem. But was it 5, 6, 7 years ago? There was a huge storm, and everybody got snowed in.
Yeah.
Ron Zorn was telling us about it, I think, last year, that a couple years before that, there was a big, big snowstorm, and everybody got snowed in because all the flights were canceled, and so they just stayed, and I guess they could keep their rooms because nobody was coming in, couldn't go anywhere.
That reminds me of an old joke, and you correct me if I have this wrong, but
all right,
there are two pen collectors on an island. You know this joke?
No.
You don't know this joke? The two pens, two pen collectors on an island, both make money selling pens. That's what it'd be like if we got snowed in.
Ron said it was great. It was just like the pen show just got extended, except I think it moved into like the hallway or the lobbies or something, although maybe they went back into the ballroom. I don't know, but in some ways, that would be killer.
No, it would not be killer. I have to be back for a meeting on Monday morning, or Monday afternoon. So
I have to be back for that, store thing.
Store thing. So
yeah.
All right. So anyway, that's next week. We'll talk about that. Probably have a wish list, perhaps.
Ooh, I wish. Yes.
I wish.
I wish somebody else would pack the car and drive.
Yeah.
We need a limo.
It should be easier, though. It'll be interesting to see how it is, though, now that we have the store.
It will.
I would like to think it's going to be easier to some degree.
God, I hope so.
Please.
All right.
Moving right along. Do we have anything new to talk about on the website?
We do.
Maybe the website?
Well, hang on. So the new Twisby Classics arrived.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Twisby Classics.
In the Sapphire, the Burgundy, and the Black. So those are kind of fun.
The Sapphire is a very pretty color.
It is. It's
the Burgundy is, too.
The Burgundy's nice. We're big into Burgundy, apparently, right now. But the Sapphire is not a bright Sapphire like the 540 was, or the VAC.
I want to say it's a little darker than
it's more like a bright navy. It's really a pretty color.
Oh, sapphire. Yeah.
Yeah, it's more like a bright navy. So it's pretty.
Yeah, so those came in. That's cool.
And then today I had ordered this last week.
And I guess I didn't. They're faceted.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess maybe I didn't pay attention.
Oh, we have volunteers for interns.
Oh, interns. I get you said interns.
Tracy wants to be an intern.
That kind of intern. I get it. I'm out of you guys.
Tracy already wanted to have a sleepover. She would just move into the store.
Well, you know.
So, we will have, somebody's asking about Edison's. Yep, we'll have our normal lineup of pens with all the testers, and then we're going to have a bunch of other stuff, all the new stuff as well. But what came today, which...
Do I know about this?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Okay.
5 new colors of Organics ink.
Oh, there we go.
So,
one thing I don't know is what the color names are.
F.
I don't
Scott,
even know what colors there are.
F. Scott Fitzgerald, which is golden orange. So there's that. And then we have the HMS Beagle, which is a water-resistant, fast-dry blue-black, which has kind of a fun little design on the front.
Okay.
And I'll make a list for you.
I expect you will.
Santiago Bay Blue, which is also water-resistant and fast-dry. You can't see that one very well. It's got a map. Oh, this is interesting. Blue Merle. Ernest?
Can you put Blue Merle in your Blue Mare?
Apparently, this is named after Tyler's dog. Ernest is his trusted helper. He's a Blue Merle. Am I pronouncing that right? Blue Merle Australian Shepherd.
Okay.
So, There's an ink named after his dog.
Oh, that's sweet.
And then nitrogen. Ta-da!
Well, hallelujah. I've been waiting for that one. All right, so I don't want to interrupt the flow here, but there has been a question in the chat that I think we probably should address. The question
the mess
is,
behind you?
The mess behind me, yes.
That is cleaned off.
This is cleaned off. This is highly organized. I wonder how I can move over here. You will see these are clearly labeled by pen show and year.
This is how far behind we are.
These are from Columbus 2012. and it just keeps going. You're going to hate this, but I found out another box of pens over on the floor here.
What?
I did. I forgot I had this.
Yeah. Oh, my heavens.
Yeah, check this out.
Well, we're going to have to inventory that.
I think this is from, what is this from? I don't know. I mean, this is a full, what is this, medium flat, right?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
I think so. I need to see it on the side.
Oh, here. Here's the top.
That's a medium flat, right?
I found that today, by the way. So, yeah, that's... Well, part of the goal with the store is to actually bring the repairs to the store, but the more we look at the store, it's difficult to decide where we're going to put the bench in all the parts, because that's not even the parts.
No, it's sad.
The majority of these are actual viable pens that just need to be restored.
Yep. But in your spare time.
In my spare time, yeah. So, I don't know what that is.
Well, but part of the reason that we haven't had much spare time is, ta-da! Let me have drum roll.
You want a drum roll? Okay.
I want a drum roll because I can. There you go. So we talked about it last week, and the website switched over.
Remarkably smoothly, I guess. It's not great English, but...
You know, all things considered, it went really pretty well. A couple minor glitches, a couple things we still keep discovering, but that's part of the process.
Yeah, you know, and I appreciate everybody's patience with us to get... I mean, there's an infinite number of... configuration options and possibilities, and I think we did pretty well, all things considered. It's definitely a work in progress, and part of the problem we had was with two sites, I would have to update and work on both sites at the same time. So obviously with the new site, there's a lot of images that are missing, and I'm working on every day. All that stuff is getting added, so. It didn't quite smoothly, the images didn't quite smoothly transfer over as I expected they would. And there are somewhere in the neighborhood of 10,000 images that need to be addressed. So just bear with us. They'll be in.
Yep. But we added, what, almost 300 new products?
Yeah, I think the number, I didn't get the exact number, it's around 260, I think is more the accurate number. New products. We did, you know, end of year inventory, and we had all the stuff we had to enter anyway. We said, well, why don't we just put it up on the site?
Actually, that's not what we said. We kept saying, where did this come from?
Yeah, there were some choice words in there too, I believe, probably on my part. You know, anyway, we have to have it just in case someone wants to take it home from the store. So I said, you know, let's just put it all up, and we'll take care of the details later. But if you have any questions about anything, don't be shy. Don't be afraid to email and say, you know, I'm interested in this. You know, I haven't gotten to it yet, so.
Yep. You know. I'm still working on the shipping, though. When Stamps.com talks to Volusion, I'm still working on getting some of the codes to read right. Like, I think it was maybe Paul's. You said that it came via Australian document post or something, and that's not right. But
it is summer down there, right? So
I guess maybe it's just wishful thinking. But yeah, we're working on adding pics and content every day, and we just bought something this evening to improve content.
Yeah, we got a lot of things kind of in the works, and there's a lot of tweaks, and actually things are moving along quite nice now that I don't have to maintain two sites. So yep. Just kind of keep your eyes out for some things. And
You know, we could just rotate Steph come up for a week, and Mary come up for a week, and Tracy come up for a week, and Hugh and Carol together, we'd get a ton of stuff done. Colburn, you and Christy come on up. If everybody took a week, can you imagine, number
one,
how much we'd get done, and number two, how much fun we'd have.
Oh, my God. It'd be like,
come on, that'd be great.
It would be great. It'd be great, absolutely.
Oh, my God. So, there we go. That's the plan.
So, anyway. A lot of work, a lot of stuff to come, and it's...
We're having fun.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting somewhere now, so...
Yeah. The other thing that we've added that is new for us is what we call the library, and we're hoping to make that a really good resource. We've got some brochures we're putting up there, some articles, some how-tos... our ink volume comparison chart is up there and all of that. So, you know, let us know if there's anything you'd like to see. We're going to put some basic repair how-to directions.
Yeah, there's
going to
be
there
some more repair how-tos because, you know, we get a lot of people asking, how do I repair? You know, I mean, people with a mechanical aptitude that want to repair their panel, they don't want to send it off for repair. They just want to buy the supplies. I type it over and over every week how to repair a lever filler and email, so I might as well just write it up in a nice article and put it up on the site so everybody can see it. Lever fillers, expect to see snorkels and touchdowns, vacuumatics, some of those basic repair things. So.
Yep. So we're looking to add some of that. So there you go.
Very good.
I think the chat is lining up a schedule for.
Yes, we can pajama shop. That's fine.
Oh my God, that'd be a blast.
Lisa wears her slippers at the store.
Not all day, but yeah, in the morning before the store opens, I have a pair of slippers. So they're comfy. Anyway. That's what we've been spending our time on. The store has been a blast. Today I had a customer. He's actually the grandfather of one of the girls I had as a student last year in the high school. So Jim has come in several times, and he brought his son in, and it was part of a Christmas present. They were basically... pen camp, I love that, giving everybody a pen experience as a gift, and he was doing such a great job, I was really tempted to ask him if he wanted a job, because he was just selling his son, well, you got to try this and try this, and Lisa, can I have him try this, and like, I didn't have to do anything, it was great.
That's fun.
So. Yep, we've got a number of regulars who come in, and Chuck was in again today looking for a notebook, and, you know, just we're having a really good time.
It's a lot of fun. It really is. It's, yep. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it's, you know, when we go on Sunday, it's, I don't know, I just love going in there. It's just a great place to be.
Well, we don't go every Sunday.
No, I mean, it's for 2 hours.
We keep it short. Try not to spend all day every day. So. Anyway, that's
all right.
It.
I should. Is there anything else this week? We got some shout-outs.
Shout-outs. Look at all the people in the chat. This is great.
32.
Yeah, we had 38 before. So beautiful. To everybody in the chat, you guys rock. I know we're going to see a lot of you in Philly, and
so
I'm
stoked about that.
Hugely excited about. That not excited about the drive, but we'll get there. So you guys are all always a blast. I want to say hi to my regular posse at the store. Hey, you get to meet them once in a while.
Once in a while, you're like, oh, this is the other this is the other dude that comes in for an hour a day.
Hey, there are a bunch.
Sorry about me.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. My pen pals, I'm working on getting letters out. I promise I'll write. I just promise, I won't promise it'll be fast. So I'm getting there. But I got a couple more letters today. Love it. Having a blast. This is exactly what I wanted, to get back into writing. It's gotten me back into journaling. I'm trying to do a little bit before the store opens. Don't tell my boss. But
you're slacking on company time there?
Gorgeous. I go in at 8. Store doesn't open until 9:30. I'm good.
All right, who else you got?
I've got John N. in Texas. Oh, yes. He and Rachel, his daughter, John sent me an email. So big hugs to you and Rachel.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks and, for the email, John.
Absolutely. Charles and Angela, I love it when you guys call. I have the best time. So I can socialize at work, and it's still work. Charles was debating between some ink and some pens for his wife, and they're just delightful, lovely people. So, and you've got a shout out.
Jeremiah, nice to meet you. Glad to have you in the store the other day. So, yep. Do stop back. Wonderful chat with you. So,
awesome.
I think that's it. We didn't miss anybody, but
You know, we always seem to miss somebody, and
not intentional, of course.
No, never intentional. So, anyway.
All right.
That's it.
All right. Well, have an awesome week and
stay warm and safe. I think that our weather is blowing east, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going east. So.
Yeah. So bundle up. It was just brutal. Just horrible. So stay warm. That's it.
All right. That's it, I think. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Or stop in at the store. It's 10 East College Ave, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
You can catch us online. Email Brian at AndersonPens.net.
Or Lisa at AndersonPens.net. Oh, we had a request.
That's a request. Oh, the poll question. Yeah. Okay, so, all right, yeah, we got to stop. Time out.
Okay.
All right, so, yeah, so apparently I'm a huge, huge slacker, and apparently it's been noted that I've had a poll question out for, like, 2 months now. I don't think it's not that it's old. I just think it's in anticipation of the Columbus show of 2014. So.
No.
Okay.
We need a new poll question.
We need a new poll question. So, yeah, I don't know what that would be. So if you have any suggestions, go ahead.
Is Lisa going to buy?
Oh, jeez. Zero.
How many pens will Lisa buy? No.
One, two.
You never know.
Or three. If you have suggestions for polls, just for fun, send them my way, Brian at AndersonPens.net. We'll throw something this week.
Yep.
Try to do it. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
You don't miss a beat there. Facebook.com/AndersonPens is our Facebook information.
Blog, of course, is still blog.AndersonPens.net.
And the website, with a new look, AndersonPens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming new products, special sales, all sorts of fun stuff. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, and we will see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.